like to use is extra.
Do you know her sign?
Franzi, I would drink today.
I look, I think I'm kind of psychic.
It's like, am I psychic or am I an empath? Long distance friendships, social media.
Are we going to like each other? Like, what's this going to be?
Hi, friends. You're listening to No Filter Friendship with Jen and Haley. I'm Jen Gregorio.
And I'm Haley McNutt. And together, we're two friends who talk too much. Get it.
We do. In fact, we started recording at 5-ish, and then we talked for 20 minutes before we pressed record.
Listen.
Which is pretty classic for us.
We need a little catch up. We need a little chit chat.
We do. Well, no, we need, honestly, and the 20 minutes wasn't even enough.
It wasn't. There's so much more to discuss.
So much more to discuss.
There's always more to discuss. Let's be honest.
Isn't there always? There's so much to say.
There truly is. How are you doing, Jen? Are you feeling good? Are you thriving?
I'm feeling good. I just got back from a bachelorette party yesterday, which
was
so fun. In Mexico.
She's international.
Yeah, it was the first time I had left the country since the pandemic happened.
Holy guacamole. I haven't left the country since the pandemic either.
Well, wow. And the sad thing is that I purchased Global Entry.
Same.
In February of 2020.
We both did.
And then we promptly could not use it for 2 years.
And then we said, ooh, so, great timing.
Yeah. So that was cool to experience Global Entry. Literally, when I came back into the country, I put my passport. And actually, no. I don't even think they looked at my passport.
No, they
don't. I took a photo at the kiosk.
Yep.
And then I walked
and
up to the guy.
And
he
said, populates your information. It's spooky.
He goes, Jennifer Gregorio. I said, yeah. He said, all right, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I said, you don't want to look at my passport or anything?
They don't look at shit.
Nada?
It's crazy. They don't even look
Very
at your
alarming.
Global Entry card. I was like, is this thing worthless?
No. I know. Well, I think you have, I have the number.
Right. Yeah. Same.
Which is what I use to get pre-check, which honestly is the best part of Global Entry.
The known TSA number. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we did get stuck in Mexico. And I also was nervous, I will say, before going to this bachelorette party because I didn't know a single person going except for the bride, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the
no, you just
the
showed
bride.
Up to a random person special.
Yeah. It's the bride who the wedding I'm officiating in March.
Yes.
So but like it's weird because I'm friends with her fiance. Like I was friends with the groom from Rapid 7.
Yep.
And so it was like I was his friend first.
Right.
But me and Kathy, we get along so well. Me and Kathy, the bride, we get along really well. So anyway, it was weird because I didn't know anybody. So I was like, is this going to be fun? What's this going to be? You never know when it's like a group of 12 girls that you've never met before. Like,
it's a little nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking. Well, and I also was comparing it a lot to your bachelorette party because yours was the first bachelorette party I'd ever gone on. And I wasn't nervous to go there because I obviously like know you very well.
Mm-hmm.
And also Hannah was there.
Mm-hmm.
Who I also knew very well.
Yeah.
So I knew that I would always have one person besides you to like be with.
Right.
But this time I didn't.
You didn't,
I didn't
have
know,
that backup
I didn't
person.
Have that one person, you know. So it was scary. But it was good because I feel like a lot of the girls there also didn't.
That's what I was
like
wondering.
There were like a few girls that were really good friends from college that were all kind of like a pack.
Yeah.
And then me and a few of the other girls like didn't know other people. So we kind of hung out and like.
That's perfect.
It was great.
Then.
And I made new friends. And now I'm going to know 11 girls at the wedding.
That's so.
Yeah. Which
I fucking love that for you. That's perfect.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. And we're going to have so much fun at the wedding. Like it was because it was so like hanging out with them was so fun. And then we got stuck in Mexico on Sunday.
Wild.
And we ended up like we had to stay at a shitty hotel that American Airlines paid for.
Oh,
and,
I've been there.
Like go back. We spent the whole day on Sunday at the airport waiting for them to tell us what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And on Monday, I was like, y'all, we are trauma bonded for life now. Like, I'm so sorry you're stuck with me. We're all stuck. And they were like, true.
Oh my God. I love that for you. I mean, I don't love getting stuck, but I love everything else for you.
Thanks, American. You fucking suck.
I'm glad you made it home safely, though.
But it was really fun. I made new friends.
Yay.
Like, I've already been texting with two of the girls today.
Yay.
Some of them live in Austin, some of them don't, but I feel like I made, yeah, some new friends. So,
yay.
New friends.
I love that. Speaking of travel, I think I'm going to sell my feet pics so I can get a flight to Austin for your birthday. I think that's my plan right now.
Dude, I can't think of a better reason for you to sell your feet pics.
Thanks,
I can think of no better reason.
I mean, I'm hoping to get, like, enough money out of it for, like, other things, too. But that's the first goal, is I need to buy a flight to Austin for your birthday. And maybe my feet can help facilitate that
dream. Dude, I think they can. I think they can.
Facilitate that dream. Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The number of feet puns that I have now thought of as I've been discussing selling my feet pics is, like, truly wild.
It's, yeah, no, stop. Stop the feet puns. Stop the feet puns immediately.
I can't stop. Maybe that'll be my thing on Feet Finder, is, like, the puns. I already have a funny joke about my username in my bio, so it's all it's all just
It's already happening.
Oh, you're putting your feet. Happening. I will not be revealing any personal identifying information on Feet Finder, nor will I tell you anything about how to find me on there on this pod. But
okay, but will you tell me how much money you get for them? Because listen,
obviously, if there's any,
because, like, I would sell feet pics as well. I don't think that there's a problem with selling feet pics.
No, what's wrong with that? Listen, people be doing wild shit with their feet, let me tell you. I perused a little bit to try and, like, get a sense of what the landscape was, and I'm shook. I mean, I didn't buy anything, but just seeing the album titles and the little previews, I was like, this is wild.
How much are they selling feet pics for?
Well,
can you give me an example of a wild title of a feet pic album?
I don't know if I would say the title was wild, but, like, I went through this one girl's profile and she had everything that you have ever joked about being, like, a feet pic thing. She had it on her profile in an album, like feet in mashed potatoes, feet covered in cum, feet putting on and taking off fuzzy socks, like everything you can possibly, like. And it's so funny because I, like, was talking to some of my friends, like, you know, haha, what if I did that? But, like, I actually kind of want to, a couple weeks ago. And we literally were like, oh my God, what if they, like, ask you to put your toes in potatoes? Literally, that is a thing. Like, literally, they do. It's wild. It's wild.
Listen, for the right price, ooh, I would ruin a bowl of mashed potatoes with my foot.
Honestly, you don't even have to pay me that much. It sounds kind of fun. Like, I would like to feel what mashed potatoes in my toes is like. I want,
I don't know. Potatoes. I've never really wanted that.
Well, who wouldn't? I kind of do.
Okay, that is probably the ultimate feet pun.
Thank you. I will be using mashed potatoes when I eventually make a mashed potato feet pic album, because I'm sure that day will come. In the future. If I make any money.
I think that album is what's going to get you the flight to Austin.
Yeah, probably. I'll need to price it pretty high, you know, to cover the cost of all the potatoes that I'm going to ruin, so.
Oh, true.
I'm definitely going to use instant. I mean, how are they going to know the difference?
They wouldn't know. They how definitely would they know?
Wouldn't know. They're not going to know.
They're not going to know.
Anyway.
Anyway, enough about feet pics. Yeah. We have an email.
We do. We have an email. We have somebody who's in crisis, and we need to help them. Jen, do you want me to read it, or would you like to?
You go for it.
Okay, great. I'll do my best. The title of this email, or subject line, whatever, is Caught in the Middle. Help!
Yikes.
Wow, I'm intrigued. Hi, gals. I need some advice. My two best friends, Kate and Michelle, haven't been speaking to each other since last fall. Wow, that's actually kind of a long time.
That's Like 2022?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Fall? Yeah, okay.
It's a bit sensitive because the conflict stems back a couple years, and involves their children being at odds with one another. Basically, Michelle's kiddo was going through a tricky behavioral phase and taking it out on Kate's kiddo. They're both toddlers, so it often manifests itself as hitting and throwing things. They're two, you know? Anyways, true. Kate's husband eventually got fed up with Michelle's kiddo's behavior and didn't want the kids hanging out anymore. He also didn't want to hang out with Michelle and her husband. This puts Kate in a tricky position because she truly loves Michelle and Michelle's kiddo. So instead of talking to Michelle directly, Kate distances herself from any social situations involving the two families. It is a hard combo to have, after all. Meanwhile, Michelle senses something is up and instead of confronting Kate, sort of brushes it off. At Michelle's kiddo's B-Day party, Kate made other plans with her family so she wouldn't have to go, but then felt guilty about not attending, so offered to split her time between the two events. Just her solo, though, not with her child. This resulted in Kate being uninvited, though, because Michelle called her out for not, and they haven't spoken since.
Oh, for not bringing the kid, okay.
Oh, Michelle called her, yeah, got it, for not bringing the kid, and they haven't spoken since. It was also made known that Kate's husband is disapproving of Michelle's parenting style. Oh my god. I love them both dearly, and though I don't want to be the middleman, I'd love for them to reconcile. Both are wonderful people and mamas. They love their kids so much. Kate is crushed and wants to be friends again, but Michelle, equally crushed, isn't sure she can bring herself to do so. It would be hard for her to pursue a friendship with Kate, knowing how Kate's husband feels about her and her family. So Michelle has cut off all contact with Kate despite Kate reaching out. How can I be a good friend to both? I do not like gossip and I don't want them to think I'm playing both sides. Can I even help them to reconcile? Is it my place or is it better to listen and be a support at this time and just hope for best? Thank you, Kristen.
Okay, I think I need to recap a little bit really quickly before we go into it because I think I'm...
Let's recap.
Okay, so Michelle's kid is the one that was taking things out on Kate's kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, both toddlers, 2 years old. Michelle's kid was having some behavioral issues and treating Kate's kid poorly, sounds like.
Kate's husband does not like Michelle's parenting style.
Yes, or it sounds like Michelle or Michelle's husband.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it says, I guess first it started with the behavior, but then it escalated to, I don't want to see Michelle or her husband at all, and I don't agree with her parenting style from Kate's husband. Oh my god. Yeah, I know. That's pretty intense.
Okay, Kate's husband seems like kind of a dick, no?
Yeah, low-key kind of agree.
But, like, I also wonder, like, what, like, is Kate defending Michelle in any way? I know that that's not the question, but, like, it's weird to me that, like...
Good cue.
I don't know. I feel like you can disagree with someone's parenting style and still be their friend.
Yeah, certainly. And you can also still be friends with someone and not want your kids to play together for a period of time while one of them works through some behavioral things. Like, that's also completely normal and acceptable.
My mom has... So, we talked about our family friends in an episode last season, I think, or two seasons, whatever. My mom a while ago, my mom has a lot of friends whose kids used to be friends with my little sister and are, and then like in high school or middle school, whatever, you know, like my sister and like my mom's friend's kids stopped being friends, like with multiple women. This happened with multiple kids. And my mom is still friends with their parents. My mom is always like, you can't let it be always about the kids. Like, you have to. And my mom knew those mothers through my sisters and I, like through you know, parenting groups or whatever in Burlington. So like, this is even, I feel like, more weird to me because Kate and Michelle were friends before they had kids. Yeah. And now they're letting their parenting styles get in the way, which is so weird to me. Like,
or, like, their kids not getting along getting in the way of their friendship.
Yeah, like, that feels like not... That doesn't feel like a good enough reason to stop being friends with someone. Especially if both of you want to continue to be friends with the other person.
Yeah. I also feel like... I mean, obviously, I don't have a kid, and I mean, you know, neither do you, but correct. I feel like, I do feel like I can imagine that having a toddler, you know, I've seen my sisters deal with it. It is all consuming.
Yes.
And it can be hard to find time to be a person without your kid, especially as a mother. So I can understand that, like, their kids being similar ages probably allowed, or at least, like, made it way easier for them to spend a lot of time together as friends, too.
Yeah, that's so,
so
true.
So I'm sure, like, if their kids aren't going to hang, because that's just, like, not a place where they feel good about them being together right now for the time being, which, like, again, I feel like it's really important to mention, like, kids are going to grow. They're going to change. Like, they're toddlers right now. So, sure, they're difficult now, but this isn't, like, a forever thing. And I would like to remind Kate's husband that as well.
Down with Kate's husband.
Just saying. Whatever his name is, but, you know, I'm looking at you. but, yeah, I feel like I can understand that, like, it would be really difficult to find time to spend together as friends without your kids at this point in their lives and their own development. Not impossible, mind you. Like, maybe you would just not be able to see each other as often, or maybe you wouldn't be able to, like, have long catch-up sessions the way that, like, you normally would. But I do think, like, that alone would maybe make you feel more distant from a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different issue than not being friends entirely, but is still, like, painful and kind of hard to go through as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't think that there's, like, a great way to resolve this issue, because I think either way, there is going to be some, like, pain and hurting there. But I do agree that, like, a complete hard, we're never talking to them again is way overreacting to the situation.
Well, I also would love to know what the conversation looked like when Michelle called Kate out for Kate coming to the birthday party and not bringing her kid. Like, what did Michelle say and what did Kate say? Because it seems like Michelle has made it pretty clear that she doesn't like Kate's kid. Or, like, I would assume that it seems like Kate has made it clear and therefore, or sorry, Michelle has made it clear. And therefore, why would Kate bring her kid to the party knowing that Michelle's kid and her kid have had problems? So I wonder if, like, Michelle, like, explain herself well. Like,
actually, I am a little bit confused about this, because Kate's plan was to split her time between her seeing her family and going to the party, but not bringing her kid. But then it said this resulted in Kate being uninvited.
Yes.
So she never even got to the party.
Right.
So I guess Michelle was like, if you're going to split your time, then I don't even want you to come at all, I guess, is probably what happened.
Or did Michelle say, if you're not bringing your kid, don't fucking come?
Which, I mean, I kind of get that, because it's like, it's a kid's party. Like, you know, why wouldn't your kid come? Like, I think it's still nice to show up and be like, contribute and be like, I'm excited that it's your birthday or whatever. But I can also see her being like, literally the whole point is for the friends to be together and you're not going to bring her. But you're right. Why would she if they don't get along?
I guess it doesn't really matter why she got uninvited. I think the more important thing there is the conversation. Like, I don't think that it's any friendship worth having. It is going to require conversations like that. Like, any conflict, like, if you don't have any conflict with a friend that you can talk about.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, clearly they don't, like, value who's ignoring who.
It sounds like they're both kind of ignoring each other.
No, it says Michelle has cut off all contact with Kate despite Kate reaching out.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Michelle has completely said,
like, so Kate is reaching out to Michelle. Michelle's like, no, fuck off.
Yeah. Which, I think she's pretty hurt about what happened.
About Kate all of it. Not bringing her kid to the...
Well, not just that. Michelle now also knows that Kate's husband doesn't like her. And that's, like, a shitty thing to feel and know. That, like, your friend is hanging out with someone who's probably saying bad things about you. Like, I can understand feeling hurt by that and being like, you know me better than him. Why are you letting him dictate how our relationship is now? Actually, Jen, I want to go back to what you were saying, though, because I was literally just about to say the same thing about conflict. And this was actually kind of a low-key, a little bit of a brief discussion that some of my friends and I had recently, too, about, like, who in our friend group is comfortable with conflict and who's conflict avoidant. I'm getting conflict avoidant vibes from everyone in this story. Mm. All I'm seeing is conflict avoidance because Kate, I mean, listen, do we know what goes on behind closed doors? No. Am I going to act like I do? Yes. Kate has her husband come to her and he's like, I think Michelle's kind of a bad parent. I don't really think we should hang out with her and her husband anymore. And also fuck her kid. And Kate's like, oh, but honey, you know, I really love Michelle. She's so great. And like, I know it's been tough, but you know, they'll grow out of it, whatever. And her husband is like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck. Like, it's still a bad idea. And Kate goes, yeah, and lets it lie. She does not say, that's fucked up. I want to stand up for my friend. She says, this is an uncomfortable conversation with my husband, and I would like to avoid having this conflict. So I'm going to just be like, I'm also upset, and I don't really know what to do. Then when this whole issue comes up with this party. Not you putting on a full
sock puppet production right now.
If I had socks, they'd be on my hands, okay? But let's go even further, right? There's a party. Kate could just say to Michelle, I'm really sorry. I'm in a difficult position right now because of how my husband feels. I'd like to be there for you and your kid and come to this party, but I don't feel comfortable coming for the whole time or bringing my child. So would it be okay with you if I just come for half? Does she do that? No. Instead, she's like, hey, I'm busy with a family thing, so I'm going to come, but only for a little bit. And Michelle's like, what the fuck? Because again, Kate is not being upfront. She is not telling her exactly what's going on because she's trying to avoid conflict. And then Michelle, I mean, I think Michelle, I guess I don't have as much to go off of on whether or not she's conflict avoidant, but the fact that she's like, I don't want to talk to her ever again after like these things that have unfolded, rather than being like, I'm pissed at you and I'm pissed at your husband and I think we need to have a conversation about it. She just says, no, you're not allowed to talk to me anymore. Even when Kate reaches out, like everybody here is just avoiding conflict. No one is sitting down and having the hard conversations about what's going on.
I also would love to know how Michelle found out that Kate's husband is disapproving of her parenting style.
Because, I would love to know that too.
Because I'm also imagining, like, what if Kate was like, we can't go because my husband doesn't like you.
Which is conflict avoidant because she's putting it on her husband. Also. Just saying. Maybe Kate spilled the beans to like protect her own ass and was like, I don't want her to think I'm the one who's mad. Like, it's my shitty husband.
Dude, I just feel like this shit can grow so quickly, like so fast. Like,
yeah,
it can escalate so much so fast. And sure. I think the longer they don't talk,
it's like a wildfire.
The longer they don't talk, the worse it's going to get. And
the more like stubborn they're going to be about it, you know?
Yeah, and the more they're going to, like, think about the bad things that the other person has done and not think about the positive stuff of their friendship, right? Like it's mm-hmm. easier to, mm-hmm. when you're mad at someone, it's easier to be like, oh, well, and they did this thing that one time, and they said this one, remember when they said that, and that was fucking terrible? Especially if Kate's husband doesn't like Michelle, Kate is going to continue to, like, have this, like, loop in her brain
spiral
of why Michelle sucks, mm-hmm. and Michelle is probably like, Kate's husband doesn't like me. When, like, oh, Kate sucks anyway. And then, you know, similarly.
Kate's not standing up for me. Kate isn't the friend that I thought she was to me because she's willing to drop me after years of friendship just because her husband suddenly has an issue with me and my kid. Yeah. I think that it's totally that. And I also think someone needs to yell at Kate's husband.
Yeah, we hate Kate's husband.
If it's not going to be Michelle, let it be me. Put me on. Kristen, put me on in the room and let me yell at him because this man needs to fucking fall in line. What is your issue? How much of the parenting are you even doing, sir? Just saying. Statistically, probably not that much, knowing men. and heterosexual relationships specifically.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I just like, I do understand Kristen saying like, I don't want to get in the middle. Like, I don't want to gossip or whatever. But I feel like she does need to step in. I don't know if you disagree. I would love to hear your thoughts.
How would she do that though? How?
Okay. Here's the thing. Because here's the thing. It's got to be really.
Should Kristen yell at Kate's husband?
Dude, yeah, maybe. No, I think it has to be really tactical and like gentle.
I think Michelle should.
I think it has to be like growing a garden. Like Kristen has to like plant the seed in her friend's ears and be like, Michelle, I was with Kate the other day. Like, what do you think? Like, have you guys talked in a while? I know things were kind of weird between you guys. Like, ask like very like casual questions to understand how they're feeling about each other at this moment. Because I don't know how much information
the current
know how much Kristen has about how much information Kristen currently has about how Kate is thinking or how Kate is feeling about Michelle and vice versa. So I think she has to kind of understand where they're at, right? And be like, Michelle, what's going on with Kate? Like, I know like there was some drama with your kids. Like, have they talked or like whatever, right? Like, get that information from Michelle. Get that information from Kate. Understand where they're at. And then kind of go from there. Because, and you know what? If Michelle is like, I don't want to talk about Kate, we're done, then I think, Kristen, you drop it. But if Michelle's like, yeah, I do kind of miss her, then like that, I feel like you can be like, oh, she might miss you too. Like, have you thought about talking to her? Have you guys thought about like hanging out or like, you know, kind of airing out the grievances or talking about what the issues were, you know, like, but it has to be so gentle. Like, it can't be obvious, which is why
you can't come at it like, hey,
hey, like, Kate, go fucking hang out with, or Michelle, go hang out with Kate. Like, stop ignoring her. That's not going to work because Michelle will just get defensive.
But
if you're very gentle about it and you're just kind of like, oh, I'm just curious. Like, oh, I was with Kate the other day and I was thinking like, oh, it used to be so fun when the three of us would hang out, whatever. Like, those kinds of like very small comments to gauge the vibe. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of have to go from there. Because I feel like if you've waited, you know, 4 months at this point-ish, four-ish months for them to reconcile, I just don't know if it's going to happen without your help. And I think like if you are able to help them reconcile and they are able to be friends again, like they will probably be very grateful for you. And it will make your life easier because you guys all be friends again. I don't know. Just my 2 cents. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Haley?
I mean, I would love, like, I really want to believe that if Kristen stepped in, it would work, like, in the best case scenario, like you just outlined. I have, like, a lot of reservations about whether or not that actually is how things would work, just because I guess, I mean, I can't say, obviously, what these people are like and what their demeanor is. And even though I think they're all really conflict avoidant, like, technically, I don't know.
Technically, I don't know, but basically, I know.
But, like, I'm probably right. No. But, like, knowing my friends, something like that would be really tricky to facilitate in my, just, like, from my own personal experience. Like, I've had friends who have gotten in huge fights like this where they don't want to talk to each other anymore. And it is one of those things where, like, I know them well enough to know that they're way too stubborn to ever listen to something I had to say on the subject. And I literally just had to, like, sit back and watch it happen and say a prayer every night that maybe in 3 years they'll be willing to re-examine the issue. But, like, knowing full well it just wasn't going to happen in the immediate. And part of that is the, you know, emotions running high and tension being very, like, potent.
But 4 months later, do you think, like, emotions are still really high?
Well, my question is, because it sounds like, you know, the way that Kristen framed all of this was, like, this has been going on since last fall, but I can't tell if this story of, like, them not wanting to hang out anymore started in the fall and, like, all these other things since then, like, the party,
when was the birthday party? When was the birthday party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that does make a difference. Because if this has been, like, ongoing, even in the recent months, then they're continuing to, like, relive this conflict and this trauma that's associated with it every couple months or so. And it's feeling very fresh, I would say. It's possible that I'm wrong and this was a while ago, but...
I just read a detail that I think proves that it... So the first sentence is, my two best friends haven't been speaking to each other since last fall.
Uh-huh.
And they stopped speaking to each other after the birthday party. So I'm assuming, based on that, those two sentences, that they stopped speaking after the birthday party, which was in the fall.
Oh, it also does say this conflict stems back a couple years.
Oh.
So it's possible that their children have been having issues for a while. And that all of this just popped off and became,
or maybe Kate's fucking
full
husband
no contact in the fall
has also not liked Michelle for a while.
Let's be honest, Kate's husband sounds like an asshole.
Dude, we do not like Kate's husband over here.
I feel like he's probably always been an asshole. I mean, do I know this man? No, but
I get bad vibes. I have a question for you, Haley.
Why?
Because I've never been in a relationship before. But okay. You have.
That's true.
That is true. Correct.
You're correct.
Would you have ever let Steven or any other past relationship dictate who your friends are?
I knew you were going to say that, and absolutely the fuck not. Literally never. I would never in my life let any man, point blank, but any partner...
Yes.
Dictate who my friends are.
If Steven had been like, you know what? I just really don't like that Jen girl. Like, she seems... Jen's kind of annoying. And, like, she talks too much. And, like, she's too aggressive. And I don't really like her.
She's a Gemini.
She's a Gemini. I don't really like her. Like, what would you
have
said?
Like, that sucks, honey.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that... I wouldn't be surprised if that had happened at some point.
Yeah.
If Steven was like, oh, I don't really like this person or I don't really like that person.
Yes, that has happened.
And what did you say? Fuck off?
More or less.
Yeah.
I had a couple friends that Steven didn't like that he never liked. And anytime he would bring it up, I would be like, you're wrong. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You don't know them well enough to even have an opinion.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Right.
But also... I do know these people, and I know that they're great. Now, Steven also was never one of those people. Oh my God, Jen, it's time to be real.
Shut up. Let's go.
Sorry, had to be real. And
had
now that
real.
We're done being real, let's be fake again.
Listen, we're always being real on No Filter Friendship.
No, it's true. We're always being 100% real on this podcast. As I was saying, yeah, Steven did have issues with some of my friends, and I just straight up was
Tell
like
me now,
that.
Was I one of them?
No. No,
oh,
Steven
okay.
always liked you.
Oh,
I mean,
okay,
he would
good.
Like get stressed out trying, like, when you were around, but
that's
like super common
that's a lot
for
of
him.
People. I think
that's
a lot
that's
of people.
That's a lot
as
of people
well.
And situations. but he also wasn't one of those people that was like, I don't know, like, he would never tell me that I couldn't spend time with somebody because he's not like a controlling psychopath like many other white men.
Like Kate's husband. Perhaps.
Yeah, low key, maybe, perhaps. Allegedly, Kate's husband is a controlling psychopath.
He might
Hard
be.
Hard to say.
Who could know?
Who could know? Not us. Maybe Kristen does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will say, like, at the end of the day, he obviously would respect, like, how I felt about a person enough to, like, be kind and polite to them if they were in a group situation.
Yeah.
But he would never ask me to not be friends
okay.
with someone.
Okay, yeah. on the flip side.
Yeah.
If you had a friend whose significant other did not like you and you knew that they did not like you, would you continue to be friends with them?
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
because
what if,
at that
what if
point,
Alex
I'm
didn't like you?
About their safety.
Right.
Well, first of all, he'd be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, correct. Like, if Alex didn't like you.
Yeah.
And you knew... Through Heather telling you, or Alex is Heather's husband, through either
yes.
Heather telling you or you just hearing it through the grapevine, like, how would that affect your friendship with Heather?
I mean, theoretically, not at all. I would continue to be as close to her as I could be. I feel like for me also, though, and like, take this with whatever grain of astrology salt you need to about me having a Gemini sun and a Scorpio moon, but like, to me, there's power in continuing to have a close relationship with somebody despite what someone else might tell them they quote unquote should or should not be doing.
Ooh.
And
that's a powerful sentence, dude.
I'm just saying, I would never allow someone to like take that power from me.
Mm-hmm.
If my friend wanted to remove my ability to like exert, I guess you could say, that power or wield it, then that's their choice. Like,
right.
Heather could choose not to be my friend if she wanted to, and thankfully she doesn't. But
well, because Alex also likes you.
Well, that's true too. But I would never let someone else take that power from me in our relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it would be, I'm trying to think, like, if Orr's boyfriend Tyler and I didn't get along. Which we get along very well. And I feel like it's such a benefit. And I think you feel this way about Alex and Heather. Like, I do love so much that I get along with Tyler, because now not only do I hang out with just Orr, like, I hang out with Orr and Tyler, and we have like a group chat, and like the three of us are good friends. Yeah. And it's like, that's a fun vibe. And I think like, it makes my friendship with Orr easier, because she doesn't have to ever pick, really. I hope she doesn't ever have to feel like she has to pick between me and Tyler. I mean, sometimes she'll be like, I need one-on-one time with my man. Sometimes I need one-on-one time with my bestie. But like, a lot of times there's never a problem when she brings us together. But if Tyler didn't like me, I don't think that Orr would, like, maybe her opinion of me would change a little bit. Like, maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she would be with somebody who didn't like me, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
That's super valid.
I've actually said that to, like, to Rachel and Amanda before, because, like, I've been like, imagine if, like, Jake didn't like us, my brother-in-law, or if we didn't like Jake.
And Rachel would be like, I wouldn't have married him.
Yeah, like, I think that, like, it's 100%. So important for, and Orr and I have said that too. Like, I was like, you would never be with someone who didn't like me, because that's a red flag.
literally, Jen, I have felt exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Like,
literally, the Spice Girls said it first. Like,
it's
and they
like
said
the
it
first
best.
Commandment. Like, you can't. You just can't. Like, No, 100%. I've always said the same thing. I'm like, that's how you know if somebody could fit, is if they like your friends, because your friends were here first.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, they're more important. And so your spouse or partner or whomever just has to fucking get with it or get out. Like, you don't have an alternative.
And also, at Kate's husband, like, you don't have to hang out with Michelle. Like,
literally.
Don't hang out with her if you don't want to, but don't stop your wife from having a good fucking time. Ew, we hate Kate's husband.
I really don't like him. I really don't like him. I feel bad.
Here's the thing. Kristen, here's the thing. Get rid of Kate's husband.
Here's the thing. Have you heard the song No Body, No Crime by Taylor Swift featuring Haim? I'm not saying
it didn't take
anything,
long to. It didn't take him long to decide wink, that Earl had to die. Goodbye, Earl.
Wink, wink. We're not saying that violence is the answer, but we're also saying that that song is inspirational. Okay? I'm kidding. You don't have to off Kate's husband. You just
don't off Kate's husband.
She doesn't need him anymore.
Well, or the more realistic thing is convince Kate to not listen to her fucking husband. Although it does seem like now that Kate is reaching out to Michelle, I guess I don't know how much Kate has been reaching out, but
that's true.
Sounds like
that's
Kate
true.
Has been
maybe
reaching
she
out.
Has, yeah,
maybe
realized.
She's come around, right? And I also like what
or
is
maybe
Kate's...
she told her husband what's what. She said, fuck you, Tom.
Right.
I don't know if his name's Tom, but
I also wonder
feels like a Tom.
If Kristen's role could also be to assist Kate in what to say when reaching out. Because I wonder if, like, like I don't know what Kate has said to Michelle, right? Like, if Kristen can help Kate with an apology or whatever needs to happen to make their friendship work again, like, maybe that's how Kristen can help. Because it sounds like Kristen knows Kate wants to be Michelle's friend. So maybe Kristen can help Kate with that, like, communication and, like, what kind of points she should be saying. And because I do think it's so hard, like, especially we talked about how it's, like, emotional, whatever. But also when you're in it, it's harder to see, like, the other side. But Kristen can see both sides of it. And obviously Kristen knows more about this whole thing than we do because she's actually part, like, in the middle of it. So maybe that's another way to help is to, like, you know, you kind of already know that Kate wants to be friends with Michelle and is reaching out to her, but maybe she's not reaching out to her in the right way. And so you can also be figuring out what kind of thing does Michelle need from Kate to reconcile.
In terms of, an apology or what
just
have
some, you. Know,
some
just like
gesture.
Go on a fact-finding mission with Michelle.
Yeah, if you, you will. Know?
But again, it has to be really, like, chill. Like, it can't be like, tell me what Kate needs to do so that I can tell Kate. Like, you have to just, like... Yeah. Be curious.
You gotta play cool.
Just gotta be cool about it, you know?
Gotta be cool. Gotta be like sunglasses emoji. Like, I'm cool. I'm chill.
Yes.
I also want to just, like, in general say, too, though, to Kristen, because obviously she's very stressed about this situation. And
which means that she's a good friend, first of all.
She is a great friend, but I also don't want her to put so much pressure on herself to figure it all out. Like, if it is becoming one of those things where, like, it's either maybe, like, kind of a lost cause, there isn't much you can do, or it's just, like, becoming really taxing to have this conversation, like, you're totally within your right to draw that boundary and be like, I can't be the messenger or I can't be the fact finder in this mission. Like, I think
that is
like,
such
you
a
can
good
still
point.
Encourage them to reach out to each other and say to Kate, like, I would really love to see you guys be friends again. Like, I hope that your efforts pay off, and say to Michelle, like, it makes me super sad that you guys aren't friends anymore. And, like, you know, if there was a way to ease your mind and make you feel better about, like, wanting to maybe be friends with Kate again, I will support it. But you don't have to be the person who's like, I will be the super secret spy double agent who will get in.
You're
and
right. I just love
out.
Mess,
like,
and I do get myself in the middle of shit, so I'm a pro at it. But you don't have to. It's not your job.
Yeah. It's not your job. Exactly. It's not your job to fix this situation.
Yeah.
If you can somehow aid them and it's not too taxing for you, then that's amazing. But if you don't have the emotional energy to continue to, like, feed into this conflict that you're not even part of, but you've kind of become, like, unfortunately a bystander that's, like, kind of getting hit with friendly fire here. Like, it's not a fun spot that you're in right now. Then I think... Yeah, I think it's totally normal and acceptable for you to say, like, I need to draw a boundary and, like, I can't really talk about this with them anymore because it's a lot.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I mean, the question, how can I be a good friend to both, is to just be friends with them individually. Like, not, you know, just if you decide that you don't want to get in the middle, or you do a little bit of the dance that I talked about and you say, you know, it's a lost cause, then just, you know, be their friend individually, and that's fine too. You know, you are lucky that you're not part of it. You still have both of their friendships and they still have you. So
I was literally gonna say too, Jen, like what you just said, the very fact that Kristen wrote us this email means she already is being a good friend. Like, she cares so much. It's very evident. So Kristen, you know, take
shout
part
out.
In the
Good
fact
job.
That you're already doing a lot just by being there for them and being concerned.
Yep, that's so true. That's so, and like being concerned about how they're feeling and like knowing how they feel about it is already like a really green flag. Friendship green flag.
Yes, big green flag.
Anyway.
Oh boy.
I think we solved everything. I think Michelle and Kate are going to be friends again.
Fixed friendship.
Down with Kate's husband, Elfine.
Down with Kate's husband.
Elfine.
Oh, she speaks French now.
Yes. Goes to Mexico, comes back speaking French. Makes sense.
Make it make sense.
Dude, my Spanish was so brutal in Mexico also. Like,
oh my God, did you use it?
I tried to, but I kept feeling so stupid. I kept feeling really stupid. My friend Kathy was like, just gringo's gonna gringo. Like, just try. Like, they're going to appreciate you trying. And I was like, okay, but I sound so dumb. Anyway.
Did any or most of her friends speak Spanish at all? Or did she speak
Spanish?
One of them,
the girl who, like, planned most of the trip was pretty fluent in Spanish, so she was able to kind of...
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was... We were kind of like, Angel, come help! Like, we don't know. Wait, Angel, come back! Yeah.
Wow, a literal angel. That's amazing.
Literally, she was an angel. Anyway, if you guys have thoughts about Kate's husband, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a similar scenario...
Only about Kate's husband. We don't want to hear about anything else.
No, just we'd love to... We want hate mail for Kate's husband. NoFiltersFriendship@gmail.com. Send us Kate's husband hate mail.
We're NoFiltersFriendship@gmail.com. We're haters of Kate's husband, so please join the club.
And you can also join the club of hating Kate's husband by following us on the internet.
On the internet, yeah. Find us on social media. We're at NoFilterFriends with a Z at the end on Twitter and Instagram, and we're at NoFilterFriendship on TikTok. And fun fact, you can now also rate on Spotify. We mentioned this at the end of our last episode. We're going to say it again because you know we love a rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe, and follow us on Spotify, because that's still a thing, right? You can rate and follow.
Yeah, you can still follow, but you can now also rate. So make sure you go to your little Spotify. I know you're already there. So, like, just open the app, okay? It takes 2 seconds. And right underneath the artwork, it's going to say no rating. And you're going to say, bitch, please, 5 stars. And then, bam, now you've rated our podcast on Spotify. So make sure you do that as well as everywhere else. Thank you.
And that's that. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Another As Jen episode. Says, Elfine.
Elfine. That is Elfine. And we'll be back in a few weeks with another episode of No Filter Friendship. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.